The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm very happy with things are how things are going, and I think we're on the right track. And God bless you for all that you're doing. You know, it's just everything. We have got this great first part of the new trade deal with China signed by President Trump. The stock market is screaming. We're acknowledging law enforcement in Jersey City and all the work that they've done, and it's actually everything's on the right track. So now if you're a spoiled little bratty brat, like some of the folks are in Washington, and it works on both sides. You know, if the Democrats are in power, they go after the Republicans and vice versa. It's what they do down there. But watching this whole impeachment thing, the fact that we're wasting time on it, and the fact that I shouldn't even be talking about it. We should be talking about the trade deal with China, you know. But I just want you to be aware of how much you are appreciated as a person, you know, kind enough to listen to this program, certainly, but going to work and staying a dedicated citizen of the great United States of America. Then you got, man, I'm telling you, because they're trying to drag us down, and we ain't going down. They think we're going down. I just hope that my only fear is that the folks that Al was talking about, for example, in New Jersey, 3 million that choose not to vote. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if you have the right to vote and you don't vote? I don't think you would understand that. I don't understand that. You have a right to vote. And I'll vote for the what appears to be the littlest local election I will vote for. And if I'm on the road, I run down to Flemington, New Jersey. By the way, where the Retro Fitness is. Thank you. No, I'll go down there and I'll go to Mary Melfi. She's a county clerk, and I'll say, Mary, I want to vote because I'm out of town. Because you could do that, you know, if you forget to do the absentee ballot, and you could vote, man. If everybody's got to show up, and you got to send a message to the Democrats like that. And if you, because otherwise, I you know what my fear is too, if you get someone else in. And what's going to happen with the economy? And what's going to happen? You see what's happening in New York, and look at how the crime is starting to tick up in New York, even with the brilliant work of the NYPD. How great is thank God for the New York Police Department. Thank God for the men and women of the NYPD keeping it safe in New York. But you see, because the legislature, the Democratic legislature in Albany, is ruining. They're letting people out on the streets. There's no consequences. You have a woman cop being assaulted with a bike chain on a subway. What is going on? I'm seeing, and I told you I was going up the West Side Highway the other day, you know, going to see our friends, the Dello Russos. And then some guy was driving crazy in one of those little cars, those little cars with the tinted windows. I mean, man, and if I'm a cop, I'm pulling that guy over, man. Talk about, oh, you can't profile. Profile what? You ever see those cars? They make that weird sound, and these guys beeping his horn. And I just pulled the heck over. I'm not going to battle with this guy. Meantime, I'm telling you know why? Because that guy knows if he's pulled over before a judge, he's going to be released in New York State. I'm telling you, it's getting dangerous, and that's what's happening, and it's going to happen. The economy will tank, and then it'll be just like the 1970s in New York, where it was just dangerous and crazy. I'm telling you, there's a danger of that happening, so we have to stay vigilant, I think. By the way, on this trade deal, the first part of reading here of a new trade deal with China has been signed by President Trump and China's vice premier. During a White House event, the president called it a momentous first step. toward more fair and reciprocal trade with China. You know, the long trade war with China, has been going on. And the president, I think it's good the president goes bang, right to China. It's going to take a while to work it out. But the fact that he has enough guts to go up against this huge, huge country, because you have to, during the last 8 years, and no one has dealt with China. Everyone's been afraid to deal with China. And you have to watch, and then listen, with great respect to the Chinese, you can do business with them. You have to be careful. You have to be so careful because they want to do one thing. What is that? Oh, take over the world. I'm just saying. And I think we're in a good spot to have President Trump with us. Hey, Joe on the radio. So checking out the other news of the day. Oh, yeah, you know what? I saw this and I want to touch on this. The wrestling world is mourning the loss of Rocky Soul Man Johnson. The WWE announced Wednesday the Hall of Famer and father of The Rock. This is so our condolences to Dwayne Johnson. His dad passed away, age of 75, Frankie Five Burrows. Now, you're a wrestling fan.
I am,
so
big wrestling fan.
You were a fan of Rocky Soul Man Johnson.
Yes, and, it's very interesting when, Rocky Johnson's tag team partner for a time was High Chief Peter Maivia. And when The Rock debuted in wrestling, the name that he used was not The Rock, it was Rocky Johnson. And he did that Rocky Maivia. And he did that. He took his first name from his father, Rocky Johnson, and he took his last name from his grandfather, Peter Maivia. So Rocky Johnson actually married his tag team partner's daughter, and then their child is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Who's great. I think he's great. I like The Rock. The Rock is great. But 75 is too young, of course, so our condolences out like that. So tell me about the bagel fiasco with the Mayor de Blasio.
Oh,
what happened with that?
All right. Well, so this is a big controversy here in New York.
It
goes to show you, things must be pretty good in New York, the fact that this is on the front page of the New York Daily News. Headline, Schmear Campaign. So yesterday, of course, Joe, was a very holy day in this city. It was National Bagel Day. And this was a big holiday. We all enjoyed bagels and talked about our love of bagels. And no place, except maybe New Jersey, according to some estimates, no place has better bagels than New York City. So the mayor tweeted the following. He said, New York City has the best bagels in the world, but our best bagel, bagel hole in Park Slope. That's the bagel shop he goes to. No contest. Whole wheat, toasted, extra cream cheese. Now, here's the two problems. The first is that most New Yorkers will not toast their bagels. A fresh bagel, you don't generally toast because it's kind of already a little hard and it's warm generally. So, lo and behold, the bagel shop that he mentions, Bagel Hole in Park Slope, from what I hear is actually pretty great.
Yeah.
They don't toast bagels. They're made hot, and what an employee said, they're made hot the old-fashioned way. We do not toast. So this set off a Twitter firestorm saying he should stop giving opinions on stuff like this and try to, manage the city. And so he picked this spot and said that what he gets there is a toasted whole wheat bagel. Meanwhile, the spot hasn't toasted bagels for years. They don't even have a toaster.
Yeah. Just goes to show you how out of touch the mayor is. But
so he deleted the tweet and then reposted his favorite bagel as whole wheat with extra cream cheese. And this time he didn't include toasted. So the first time he said whole wheat, toasted, extra cream cheese.
Dumbbell.
The next time he just said whole wheat. Extra cream cheese.
Here's my thing with bagels, right? If the bagel is hot and fresh out of the oven, it does not need to be toasted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You put whatever spread you want to put on it, butter, cream cheese, whatever. Okay. But if the bagel's been sitting for a day or it's the end of the day at the bagel shop that you go into, you got to toast the bagel. You can't just eat it the way because it's chewy. Yeah. I want something with a little crunch to it. But if it's hot out of the oven, No, you don't need to toast
it. Are you not supposed to toast it, though, Frank? Is that pretty much what it is?
No.
I mean, but if it's fresh, like Al said, I mean, I understand that.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think that's what a lot of New Yorkers were saying.
Leave it to him. Whole wheat bagel. You're eating a whole wheat bagel. Come on. A bagel is like 400 calories. So if you're eating a whole wheat bagel.
And that's what I was just about to say.
First of all, of all the things
that you can criticize Bill de Blasio for, is this really the worst thing that he's done? Is he toasting a bagel?
Campaign finance
a whole
funds.
Wheat bagel. I mean, I tripped over three homeless people walking into work this morning. Right. How about we criticize him for that? Don't cooperate with ICE.
You know, let the criminals run free.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Remember, they criticized him, and the Daily News in their schmear campaign headline makes reference to this as well. Mayor who eats pizza with a fork sparks new fury by toasting a fresh bagel. I thought that controversy was also a little unfair. But you know what? Bagels are one of those foods, as long as you get them from a real bagel store or a deli and not from a grocery store, you should be able to enjoy a bagel however you want to enjoy it. Some people like it toasted.
Free the bagel.
Some people like it, you know, bread sliced. Some people like it, you know, however they like it. I like to put, you know, dip it in coffee once in a while. It's, you know, the bagels are very New York, but the best thing about a bagel is you can enjoy it how you want to enjoy it. I think this criticism is completely unfounded.
Look at that. Do you remember your first bagel? Do you remember? Do you, Lizard? Do you remember yet?
I don't.
Who would remember that?
I would. I would. I remember. I was telling you this before. We were down the shore, and we're down.
Ate a bagel? Now I find this hard to believe.
Yeah, right? No, so, and I remember my buddies. I always tell you this, I was brought up all my Jewish buddies, right? And then Michael Katz, my best friend down there, he would always go to services Friday, and then Saturday morning he would go to services as well. Now, he's a teenager, and I'm thinking, which is great, because I would go to church, so we kind of connected because we were both religious. So then he came. They came. They bought bagels from Philly because they were from Philadelphia, and I had no idea. I'm all cannolis. I'm all Italian bread. You know, I'm all of that. And they had the bagels. I remember down the shore. I said, "Wow, these are spectacular!" And I fell in love with bagels from day one. But I think you're right. They shouldn't criticize the mayor for how he eats the bagel. But I guess it's just a fun kind of criticism.
What's your favorite type of bagel, Joe?
You know what? It's a great question. I like, and you're not supposed to eat like the white bread, white anything. I like, and I guess I'm going to be racist if I say this because this is my white privilege. I like a bagel regular, just plain old fashioned white bagel, not a wheat bagel.
So boring.
I know. Well, I know, but I like the raisins. Like, who brings the bagels up to the station? They've been pretty good, those bagels.
Cinnamon raisin bagel is great.
Yeah, cinnamon raisin is good. I'll go with that.
But you know, see what Joe did the other day, though? See, now we're going to unveil the curtain. He takes a piece of the cinnamon raisin bagel. Doesn't take the whole thing. Takes a piece, kind of gnaws on it a little bit for a second. It doesn't eat the whole thing. Throws it out and goes and touches another bagel that he might, maybe, no. All right, I'm not. And then puts it back. You can't, once you touch, you got to take. Got to take.
I put a little
Joe's hands are clean. Trust me.
Oh, I know they're clean. I'm not saying
Frankie Five Burrows.
I'm not saying they're not clean. There's Duracell residue everywhere. I mean, they did a crime scene on
Al
Joe.
Walks in. You ever notice you and I sit with the sales staff, Frank? We talk. Frankie V and Mary and Laura and everybody and Rachel's out there. We're talking to everybody. You ever notice Al flies through there, comes in, comes out?
Hold on a second.
I buttered my bagel. I spoke with Frank Volpe about Perillo Tour's copy. I asked Mary that I hadn't recorded something for her. Was it okay? I spoke to everybody. You walk in and take a sliver of a corner of a cinnamon raisin bagel to nibble on.
Well, that's you're buttering up the bagel. I'm buttering up the boss.
No, that's why Joe's in the shape that he's in because he doesn't eat a whole bagel.
Right.
He eats a bite.
I ate the whole thing.
Little taste. Give me a little taste.
I had a half a garlic bagel yesterday.
Ooh.
Out of this world. Yeah. Out of this world.
So they liked you on the express bus.
Yeah. No, it really did. My breath was terrible.
That's okay.
Were you breathing on people while you were on the bus?
No, I had to get a gum and a Tic Tac. It's like, you ever have that moment, Joe, where I know you like garlic too, right, Joe?
I do.
Yeah, so you ever have that moment where you just...
It's so medicinal, the medicinal value of garlic.
You can actually smell your own breath because there's so much garlic on it.
Yeah.
So,
it's good.
There were no vampires around downtown Manhattan yesterday, that's for sure.
Frank was wondering why it was a crowded bus and the guy next to him got up. You know, I'll stand.
You know what we get? I mean, my favorite type of bagel topping is a bagel with cream cheese, lox, onions, tomatoes, and capers. But you know it gets to be a bit expensive. So what they have here. That I like a lot on Tuesdays.
Wait, here? You mean at the station?
Yeah,
you
at the station. Oh, they have a lox spread, which is kind of a cream cheese with lox within the cream cheese. That might be among my favorite. Although I also like whitefish. That's also fun.
You guys are going to kill me on this one. Al kill me on this one, and then we'll break.
Peanut
butter. 877-970-2999.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was going to say.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I don't mind peanut butter. On a plain bagel. If you put it on
and with jelly, I'm a peanut butter jelly guy, but I don't have it because peanut butter is so fattening, but I love it. One of the greatest foods ever invented.
If you tell me that you're putting peanut butter on like an everything bagel or something, we're not friends.
No, you can't mix the sweet and the savory.
Right.
No. But the peanut butter on a bagel, toasted or otherwise, is great.
On a toasted bagel, peanut butter, phenomenal.
You know what I want to talk about when we come back? We're going to break in a second. But look at this.
I'm hungry.
I know. The
fat piece of garbage that I am. Gee, I wonder.
Stop it.
I am.
No,
hungry. I got an apple here. I don't want an apple. I want a bagel.
I put a picture of us 6 years ago, and it was pre-cancer for Al. And he goes, fat. What'd you call yourself, Al?
Because I'm fat.
Fat news guy.
Nice
pre-cancer and fat.
No, you look nice in that picture.
No, I look fat.
You look very nice.
I was wearing black like I was trying to slim down or something.
Women do that all the time.
But women look good. Me, I look like a gavone here. I look like I'm gonna nibble something on you because you look like a piece. Forget it. It's terrible.
Somebody said to me,
it's a Salem Biz breakfast. Yeah,
somebody said to me, listen. Someone said, you know, Joe, I watched the video and you and Frank look so nice. Why is Al dressed like that?
Why? He looks nice. I'm looking at the picture.
Because I'm a slob. That's why.
I'm a slob. Not like everybody thinks.
They
don't.
Thanks.
I want respect. Fredo, our newsman. Fredo.
Not like everybody says.
No. Hey, 9:21. with Joe and Frank and Al. And Debbie is there. She is our shining star on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
And I'll take the cinnamon raisin bagel, please. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Or the whole wheat, okay? I like both of those. Thank you very much. Hey, guys, let's see what's happening as we head out to 84 right now. 84 is busy eastbound, getting right into the Taconic. The problem here is an accident involving a tractor trailer that went right off 84, right by the Taconic. So watch out for that problem. It's still horrible on the New Jersey Turnpike North, getting up toward exit 11, getting up toward that Woodbridge area. It's all due to that overnight accident that was cleared. It looks like you're still heavy on the Garden State Parkway North, getting up toward the Driscoll Bridge and in toward the Turnpike, but the Turnpike easing as you head through that area. Let's see what else is happening out here this morning. We're still seeing delays as you head over to the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge, upper level into Brooklyn. Two lanes blocked there. It's still busy in Bensonhurst, 86th Street, blocked by Bay Parkway. An accident investigation, that one involves a pedestrian, happened around 4 this morning. Police are still out there at the scene. And the southbound Clearview at the LIE, an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy, windy today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt lays out the facts on the assassination of an Iranian military leader.
The Iranians had ordered an attack on an American base that killed one American, wounded 4. Then the Iranians ordered the American embassy attack. Then Donald Trump ordered Soleimani killed. It was taking out a combatant engaged in organizing attacks against Americans. He was a combatant.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 925. If you have been in an accident, need to talk to a lawyer about your case, you can call the Bramnick Law Firm, please. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether they need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim. You've been hurt, God forbid, you know, you've been hurt. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. Give the Bramnicks a call, okay? 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878, or you could reach them at johnbramnick.com. That's johnbramnick.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
There it is, baby. Come on now. It's Piscopo on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. We love you for listening. You know, it's so funny. I asked Cara, she is our social media genius, and I said, could you put those, the walk across, you know, the articles of impeachment delivery walk? Oh, my God. It will go down as the most ridiculous thing ever to happen. They think it's historic. This will stick with the president for life. He's impeached for life. Madam Pelosi, Madam Speaker, I got to tell you something. What's going to stick to everybody in everybody's mind is this ridiculous walk. So I said, on the suggestion of someone on Twitter, and I wish I could find and give credit to that person, because you are the best. We love you for jumping in. You got a great sense of humor, because the Adams family actually works better than Chopin's funeral march. You got to watch it. We posted it on at Joe Piscopo Show or at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Also, here's someone who on Twitter, I still want to see a giant bowling ball take him out. That's very funny. You know? Oh, love you. Love you. You got to laugh. Otherwise, you're going to cry. Let me go to Barbara if I can, guys. Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Well, I'm wondering about the accountability for the no bail in New York. I listened a couple days ago or so, and I'm questioning, you know, if barkeepers and even homeowners who have parties can be responsible for people who maybe leave their premises and they've had too much to drink. Companies can be responsible, you know, for actions now rather than an individual. I'm wondering, is this not a case where maybe governors and legislatures can be held responsible for putting through laws where
a criminal
can come on the street very quickly?
Yeah.
And even do those parents in New York who lost their 27-year-old son, if this is happening enough, with individuals getting out who shouldn't be out so quickly. Is there even a class action suit possible with some of these people?
You know, that's a brilliant take, Barbara. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. I always say that there should be accountability, and there's not. They have you could go to Congress, and for example, with the Mueller probe, just to use that as an example. And you're right about bail reform. That's even more. That would be even more searing because you have people killing people, hurting people, being put right back on the street. And you're right. And you can't blame the judge because his hands are tied by the legislators, and the legislators should be responsible. And I think you should have a civil lawsuit against them, or a class action suit's a great idea. But with the Mueller probe, for example, if I see someone like, to your point, Barbara, if you see some, the law is made, and they come up with this Mueller probe, and you and I see right through it. You know, a Russia collusion. Get out of here. Will you stop with it? It's childish. But they have nothing else, so they continue. Then it plays itself out. And that's all that the news. Please don't forget that. You forget that Mueller probe every day, every second, on every network. Oh, and it's like Avenatti. It's like the Avenatti thing. This guy Avenatti, now he's arrested by the IRS for crying out loud. He's being sued by Nike. But every second of every day on every news channel, Avenatti. Except for Fox News, thank God. They would put or One America News Network or some of the other networks, not Newsmax, wouldn't have put something like that on. But every other network, they would put this on, man. And you sit there and you go, wait, this guy's like a criminal. Look at this guy, Avenatti. Now, do they go back, apologize? And back to the Mueller probe, people are in jail. People are facing 20 years in prison because of this fiasco, this ruse. Isn't there, and it's so frustrating for me, as an American citizen, isn't there someone, Barbara, again, to your point, that could say, no, wrong. Look, this has been, there was no probe, there was no Russia collusion. The president had nothing to do with it. This was now you have to pay for this. Now the Democrats should have to pay for that. No. And then, to your point, again, Barbara, if a criminal is put back on the street because of this insanity that is happening in the legislature on the Democratic side in New York State, if, God forbid, someone's hurt, those politicians should be. But they have an immunity there, Frankie. Am I right? And there's a congressional immunity as well. These people are getting away virtually with murder, Frank, and they should be accountable.
Well, ultimately, they are accountable to the voters. So if you don't like what your member of Congress is doing, the solution is to vote for the person running against them.
Yeah, I guess so. But my goodness gracious, when someone's hurt like that, I really feel, I agree, there should be, you should be, maybe you can, maybe you could just start the civil lawsuit, but they have immunity. It's like, and if a judge makes a wrong decision in a divorce case, Lord knows, I wouldn't know anything about that, but you see the kids hurt, you know, you should have some kind of recourse to be able to go back, and those people, these politicians, what's happening now with this impeachment situation, and they just did it for her to say, for Nancy Pelosi to say, and that just grated on me, to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week, for her to say he is going to be impeached for life. That's all she cares about. She sounded like just a jilted lover. That's all she sounded like. And now this fiasco and this, who's paying the money for this? You and I. And there should be some recourse. Let me go to Al in Manhattan, if I can, or Al in the studio. Thank you. Al, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, man?
Good morning. Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you.
I know this impeachment thing is so annoying, but here's a theme song for them. How about March of the Wooden Soldiers, Joseph?
Yeah, good. I love it. That's Laurel and Hardy. We could look into that. We look into that as well. And let me go to my buddy Matt in New Jersey. Matt, thanks for calling. Always appreciate you listening. What's on your mind before we break, sir?
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate you, my friend. My mind is the failed Democrat de Blasio, and God bless Barbara for her call. She is correct. A known convicted criminal, illegal, who sexually assaulted and then murdered an innocent 92-year-old woman, Joe, Maria Fuertes.
Yeah.
And Joe, this is terrorism. This is Democrat-sponsored terrorism against innocent citizens who have to watch their backs and their families' backs because they're releasing sick people to prey on innocents, including children. President Trump mentioned in his speech, his rally in Milwaukee, a sanctuary city, a three-time convicted child predator was released for the third time and went on to sexually assault another innocent child. Yeah, this is a sin. This is sick, and it's terrorism.
That's very true. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, I hear it in your voice. We're all frustrated. And like Frank said, though, you just got to vote him out. And I don't care. When I was a Democrat, I would vote for him. I voted for Ronald Reagan. I said, all right, I would do a revolt vote, you know. And that's what we need now. And I speak to the Democrats who just blindly vote Democrat, especially my friends in the Jewish community who vote Democrat. After you see Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, they are Democrats. And they are anti-American, and they hate Israel, and they are anti-Semitic. How in the name of God are you going to keep voting for these people? Matt, I don't have an answer. And Barbara and Matt, thank you for calling in. 9:34 with Joe on the radio. Alan Tunnelson's going to talk about the economy with us. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A panel appointed by Mayor de Blasio recommending a $500 million bailout for thousands of city cab drivers who took out huge loans to buy taxi medallions. The New York Times says the panel wants a public-private partnership to absorb much of the crippling debt that the drivers took on before ride-sharing services began competing and winning over New Yorkers. The group of mostly immigrant drivers finds themselves fighting off bankruptcy and family members who loan the money to buy the pricey medallions. The Times says the proposal would have the partnership buy out medallion loans at discounted prices, forgive much of the debt, and lower the driver's monthly payments. Get paid to live on an island with free food and coffee. It might sound tempting, but as always, there's a catch. The tiny island is off Ireland's Atlantic coast and has no electricity, hot water, or Wi-Fi. The ad calls for two people to run a coffee shop from April through October. Last year's caretakers quit their jobs in Dublin for what they considered a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. No word what the job pays, but those interested can send an email to info@greatblasketisland.net. In sports, the Nets were outscored by 15 in the fourth quarter, lost 117-106 to the 76ers. College hoops, Syracuse beat Boston College 76-50. 18th-ranked Seton Hall with the upset win over number 5 Butler 78-70. St. John's fell 63-58 at Providence. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over on 84 eastbound out by the Taconic, watch out. It's an accident with a tractor trailer that went right off of 84. A lot of emergency activity at the scene there. Prepare for delays at the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge, upper level into Brooklyn. Two lanes blocked with a collision. 86th Street still blocked in Bensonhurst by Bay Parkway. Ongoing investigation of a pedestrian accident that happened early this morning. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning on the Cross Bronx West, getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, and prepare for delays on the Northern State West at Brush Hollow Road. A collision there just cleared. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike North by Exit 11, that earlier accident completely cleared out of the way. And 287 North, Exit 26 into that Basking Ridge area, a collision to deal with over there. Partly cloudy, windy today, high in the upper 40s. Sunny tomorrow, high of 31. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart. Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, here's a tip for financial success. Develop an estate plan. If you've been putting it off like I always did, it's time to do it. And maybe you don't think one, you need a financial plan, but you do. And an article in Forbes magazine, it advises readers to make sure they develop a complete plan and to double check beneficiary designations. If you're not sure what that means, call Connors and Sullivan, please, attorneys at law. They will walk you through it like they walked me through it. They're great at helping folks like you and I navigate these complex matters. Connors and Sullivan will help you identify the best solution when it comes to wills, to trusts, to powers of attorney, health care, proxies. If you don't think you need any of these, let me tell you, everybody needs a will, and those online versions are likely they have major gaps, you know, and not planning will hurt your wallet and your loved ones. Tell me, I'm speaking from experience. I know. Please call Connors and Sullivan for a free consult with a lawyer, 718-238-6500. The girls, Lisa and the girls, are standing by, 718-238-6500. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind regarding your financial legacy. 718-238-6500. And listen, please, to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors on the radio. Catch him right here on AM 970 The Answer, 11 a.m. or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Piscopo in the morning on AM 970 The Answer. Alan Tunnelson is a trade advisor to the Sanders and Donald Trump campaigns in 2016. Founder of Reality Check. This is a blog covering trade, the economy, and national security. Alan, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
Joe, great to be here, but I've got to tell you, I'm wondering, did my Yankees get gypped out of two World Series titles?
You know what? We were saying that, and don't you think those games should be replayed? I mean, is that too much to ask? Huh?
I'll tell you, a very good friend of mine said, let's have a Final Four, basically, you know, Yankees, Cleveland, Dodgers, you know, et cetera, and let's replay this stuff. At least let's strip the Astros of the title and force all of the players to give back their World Series shares. It is unbelievable.
Your World Series shares. I forgot about that, Alan. See, you would think about the money. Of course, the rewards. Of course, huh?
Follow the money.
God, that's a brilliant take. I don't know. But they're not going to do anything. I think they're just leaving people. What do you think?
Apparently not. And you've got Manfred, the Major League Baseball commissioner, with this, you know, I mean, completely sorry claim that it's too impractical to punish them and all that. It's easy to take the money back. They can fine them for anything they want to at any time, pretty much.
Yeah, it's so true.
Oh, boy.
Alan, that's a great, great point. I couldn't agree more. Hey, so tell us about the China trade deal. I was so excited about that. It's a start. It's a president going up against this China trying to take over the world. Give us your take on that, if you would, Alan.
I was very pleasantly surprised because I've always been very dubious about the whole notion of bothering to negotiate with China in the first place, because the United States holds all the cards and simply should have laid down the law from the start. But President Trump decided not to do that. Okay, so that ship has sailed. Given that, the big, tremendous surprise in this trade deal is there is a very clever pro-U.S. America First type enforcement mechanism that the Trump team came up with. And this is so vital because China has never kept any of the promises it's made in any deal with anybody, especially us. So effective enforcement was essential to make sure that any terms agreed on were worth the piece of paper, literally, that they were written on. Well, this enforcement mechanism seems to do it because it basically forces China to withdraw from the whole deal if they don't like anything we do. And P.S., so, they're not going to do that because they need this market economically much more than we need them.
And he's still, the president still has those tariffs in place, correct?
Absolutely. And what's often missed is that the vast bulk of the tariffs that remain in place cover the $250 billion, that's B, billion dollars worth of Chinese imports in advanced manufacturing products. And those are the goods that are most critical to both economies and especially to China's ambitions to become the world's manufacturing and technology leader by hook or by crook, mainly by crook.
Yeah. Hey, Alan, let me ask you, because I've always been harping about bringing manufacturing back, and I say to the stressed areas of the United States, like, you know, Paterson, New Jersey, man, Vineland,
oh, God.
You know what
Silk
I mean?
With City.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, right. God bless you for thinking
I've
that.
Been,
remember that?
I've been there. They were the leading manufacturer of silk linings for coats back
exactly.
in the day.
And didn't they
had water power.
That's right. They had the falls right there. And
absolutely.
Then, and then I think they did locomotives too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they did. Yes, that's
you
right.
know. So
that's
so
right.
can they, but then I was talking to my son Joey, who's very very astute at all this, and he said it's hard because when you have somebody making sneakers for 10 cents an hour, I mean when you do the slave labor that Nike hires, for example, is there a possibility, a distinct possibility to and apparently manufacturing is definitely coming back to the United States, but I mean, can you make it so the unions are happy, so the workers are happy, so the workers and the companies don't look for this excess greed that seems to be permeating the corporate world these days?
Right. The sneakers example is really important because sneakers, unfortunately, represent the kind of what economists call labor-intensive goods that are surely not coming back for the time being, at least in any significant numbers, because the cost of labor is so crucial to profitability. But what's really been troubling about China's economic rise is and the consequent U.S. lag, because China's rise has come largely at America's expense, is that the Chinese have been making very impressive progress, once again, mainly by crook, in advanced manufacturing products where labor costs don't really factor decisively. And by the way, those are the goods that are crucial to national security.
Yeah, I tell you, but you're saying there is a way that we could probably do it. And again, just to mention, to give the president credit for getting Nike came back to Arizona, and then Apple showing up in Texas. Maybe there's hope, Alan. Hey,
I think there is, and it's both the president using his so-called bully pulpit very effectively, which hasn't been done from the Oval Office in like decades, and you need new trade policies, which he's put into effect. Now you need other things too. You need more federal support for scientific research. You need regulatory reform, where we have made a lot of progress. You need tax reform. We can make further progress on that, but trade policy is crucial because so many things that are under Washington's control can be completely offset. Any advantages created can be completely offset if foreign countries like China are permitted to get away with basically economic policy murder.
You know, look at that. Alan Tunnelson, trade advisor to the Sanders and Donald Trump campaigns in 2016, founder of Reality Check. Hey, and before we let you go, Alan, USMCA, there's some things that the president is about to sign, which are great. USMCA, very excited about that. I mean, that's expected to pass, yes?
Yes, and I think in the short term, USMCA will be of greatest benefit to America's farmers, who have been pretty hard hit by the China trade war, though they've stayed pretty loyal to President Trump, according to all the evidence we have. But Canada and Mexico are big partners for U.S. farm products. The China trade deal is going to help them a lot, too. But I think USMCA's main benefits come further down the road, because some very tight curbs on automobile imports from Mexico come into effect then.
And then,
and that
again,
becomes a major boost to U.S. manufacturing.
All right, Al. And no recession. Remember that for all everybody's talking about,
oh,
the recession, recession,
well,
recession. What are you thinking, Al?
That was garbage to start with. And I think the outlook for 2020 is looking pretty darn good. I mean, there's always the proverbial black swan, and of course, President Trump remains a pretty mercurial, unpredictable character, stuff happens in life, yeah. But it really looks, pretty bright to me, and certainly if the economy is going to be the leading issue in this presidential campaign, that really favors President Trump.
Alan, great chat, man. Always enjoy you having,
oh, me too.
Having
thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Come back soon. Happy New Year, Alan. Thank you,
I will.
My
you too. Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
Alan Tomlinson right there. Piscopo in the morning. It is 9:50 right now. 10 before Mike Gallagher. Mike's coming up at about 10:05. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads, as she's been doing all morning long. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Happy
How are we looking this morning?
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
To our seventh year. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Hey, the best is yet to come, baby. You know
That's
that,
right.
huh?
That's right.
We and no 7 year time. Itch. No 7 year
Thank
itch.
Thank goodness. Don't get rid of me, Joe. Please. I'll beg to stay. I'll beg you.
Oh, please.
Don't throw me away.
You're kidding me. We can't live without you. You know that, Deb. Oh, my
good,
God.
Good. I like that. Oh, Joe, let's see what's happening right now. We could live without the traffic, but it's out here. 84 eastbound out by the Taconic. It's an accident taking two lanes. A tractor trailer went right off 84. So it looks like two lanes blocked with the emergency vehicles to try to take care of this situation. The Cross County West at the Bronx River Parkway, an accident there. 287 eastbound getting out toward exit 4 and toward Hartsdale and White Plains, a crash as well. Inbound GWB lower level, they just cleaned up a crash only 10 minutes in. Outbound, it's construction. That's what's causing the delays on the Cross Bronx. Inbound side of the Lincoln looks okay. Holland about 10 to 15 minutes heading into town. We're still seeing some problems right now as you head out to Benson. Hurst, 86th Street is blocked by Bay Parkway. It's unfortunately an accident investigation of another pedestrian accident that happened around 4 this morning. So crews are still at the scene. Police at the scene investigating that situation. Northern State West at Brush Hollow Road, accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Have you taken your balance of nature yet? Come on now. I'm going to take my second dose of balance of nature. Come on now. It's, you got to try balance of nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom. That's it. Mic drop. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Balance of nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's not like ordinary vitamins. Ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics, and you will eliminate all that filler. It does nothing for you. Your body will absorb all the vegetarian capsule from Balance of Nature, whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, 100%. I keep telling you, a daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you and I going to have the time to eat 31 different fruits and vegetables? I mean, and you know, fruits and vegetables are nice. You're not going to ever, ever have enough time. And with your schedule, like my schedule, I know you do the same thing I do. You run around like crazy, right? It's best that you take Balance of Nature to offset any of those free radicals that are trying to attack your body. That's the germs and the allergies and the sneezing, you know, the little, nicks that you get in your body. Balance of Nature fights that with antioxidants. What are antioxidants? Antioxidants are in Balance of Nature, 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, just like that. Now, don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you, because right now, Balance of Nature is offering you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Check that out. Free shipping, please. 35% off, please, on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey today. 800-2468-751. See, we even made the number easy for you. 800-2468-751. 751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to receive the special radio offer by using the discount code The Answer.
Dennis Prager is impressed with the president's record.
The list is extraordinary. Judges, Supreme Court justices, domestically, internationally, the economy, the unemployment rate. It's quite remarkable when you think about it. No one predicted this. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then a Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will become very windy with times of clouds and sunshine. Those winds can gust up 50 miles per hour at times, the high in itself near 50, before temperatures slowly fall to the 40s later. Then clear to partly cloudy, blustery and much colder tonight, though 22 with wind chills in the single digits. Sunshine, windy and cold tomorrow, high 31. Wind chills no better than the teens. Saturday, cloudy and cold with snow in the afternoon, high 37. That snow will change to sleet and then rain late Saturday in the city and along the coast. But the changeover will be delayed until early Saturday night inland, where there can be 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulating. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer. It's 9:56 right now, rolling into the 10 o'clock hour. And thanks so much for staying with us. We absolutely love having you with us, and thank you so much. And I'm reading the Twitter. You guys are funny. You're so funny. I'm reading. It's so funny. Somebody said they're handing out the pens. You know, Nancy Pelosi handing out those pens, which was so disrespectful. It was the pen. It was like pens. It was like, what are you doing? You're the Speaker of the House. You're signing an impeachment that was a hoax and manufactured, and you wouldn't allow witnesses come in, and it was not bipartisan, like you said. Let's hand out pens after I sign it, like it was a civil rights act, like our buddy from the other news station actually mentioned. And somebody said here, if she's so prayerful, she should have handed out rosaries. You know, tough to engrave those, but that would have been a great idea. And then somebody did this. Of course, somebody's got to step up. There's always somebody that takes it personal. Oh, and they showed a picture of Nancy Pelosi waving the gavel saying, oh, a woman in charge, deal with it. Like it's so. See, this is what the problem is with the socialists and the progressives. They always play a race card. They'll play a sex card. They'll play a white privilege card. You know why? Because they got no argument. because they got nothing. Am I right or wrong? If somebody's got nothing to say, they're going to attack you, and it's called transference. Because if they're calling you racist, that's telling you something about themselves. If they're going to say, oh, you're afraid of a woman in power, they're telling you something about themselves. Now, what's right is right. And we know what's going on down there in Washington. And on both sides, for the most part, it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. You know what? Remember when the founding fathers sent people to Washington, they were farmers, they were workers, and it was a temporary stop. They would go to Washington, they'd vote, they'd come back home. Now it's turned into an industry. Politics is an industry, and it's a corrupt industry, and it's up to you and I to change it. Biscuit Bell in the morning, Frankie Five Boroughs. Great show. Thank you, my friend. Always appreciate it. Big Al, appreciate it very much. And Debbie, we love you. And we love you for listening as we go into our seventh year. Make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 959. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A beverage festival is going to take place at Bethel Woods this spring. It's called the Big Sip. It'll include all kinds of beverages. From beers to mead to spiked drinks, there'll be music. General admission tickets are $40 for the May 23rd festival, and they're on sale this morning. And the producer of the James Bond franchise says she's not interested in a female Bond. Producer Barbara Broccoli gave an interview to Variety on Wednesday and said Bond can be played by an actor of any race, but he should not be played by a woman. Broccoli said she'd rather create new characters for women to portray than have a woman play a role written for a male character. She said, I think women are far more interesting than that. In sports, Nets lost to the 76ers. Syracuse beat Boston College. Seton Hall over Butler. St. John's fell to Providence.